That is a fantastic track. Now, I'm joined in the studios by the writers and the singers of that song. It's Ben Jordan and Toby Jordan. They're brothers, and they are a dynamic singer-songwriting duo from Leon C. And you've got Ben plays guitar, Toby plays guitar, and you've got Toby on vocals, and they write and perform all their own music. And they're called Bavard. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How old are you both?
I'm 15.
I'm 13.
Oh my gosh. How long have you been doing music together for?
About 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, seven. Together.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Two Village Greens ago. Mm. Our first gig together was like two Village Greens ago.
So yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you had a band before, didn't you? Was it Salvos?
Yeah, the Salvos and 81. Yeah, two different bands, but yeah. And then we just decided to make a duo, Bavard, because it's easier because we're in the same house and less fuss, the band members.
So tell us about the band name.
Bavard is a French word for chatty, and we lived in France for 5 years, and that's basically why we just thought it would be a cool word to say in English, but it also has a meaning in French, so yeah.
Can you still speak fluent French?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about writing anything in French? Have you done anything in French?
Well, we have a song called Those Days, and it has like a line that's in French, but that's about it.
Mm. We've thought about writing a French song, but it hasn't happened yet. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to rhyme with French words.
Now, before we talk about the EP, which is called Noir, mm-hmm. I said that correctly?
Yep.
Look at me with my pronunciation. Who are your musical influences?
Oh, there's lots of local musicians, like Essex area, like Holloway Road, Arcades, Youth Club, Nothing But Thieves. There's also bands like Ed Sheeran and people like him, Thompson Square Park, Mumford & Sons. We listen to a lot of variety of music.
I do like the local music. We made a playlist on local Essex music, and yeah. All the music in there is really good.
So we're going to kick off with this track now. Is this on the EP? It's called Those Days.
Yeah, it's on the EP.
Tell us about the song. Where did you get the idea for the lyrics?
So we wrote this. It's about of when we lived in France, a house in France, and just about what used to happen there, where we used to go, what we used to do, and yeah, that's the whole plot of what the song's about.
Excellent. Right, this is Bavard. This is their track called Those Days, and it's from the EP Noir.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Take me back to the days, hanging out, running around night and day with my friends at Eastwood End, but I feel grey. I take time out to think about how I miss those days. And I wanna scream, wanna shout, I wanna say that I miss those days. Wanna fight for my life, but it seems so far away. Take me back to life, take me back to the time I miss those days. Just the hay without a fear. Watch my dad drink a beer. Oh, I miss those days. And I wanna scream, wanna shout, I wanna see that I miss those days. Wanna fight for my life, but it seems so far away. Take me back to life, take me back to the time I miss those days. Catching creatures, falling in the pond, jumping out of trees, we sing our favorite songs. Buoys on the beaches, getting dragged along. There's nothing you can teach us, we're doing what we want. And I don't wanna see that I miss those days. seems so far away. Take me back to life, take me back to the time I miss. I don't wanna say that I miss those days. Wanna fight for my life, but it seems so far away. Take me back to life, take me back to the time I miss those days. Oh, how I miss those days.
Wow, I wish I could give you a round of applause, but I'm filming you at the moment. But well done, that was absolutely fantastic. Do you've got anybody else in the family that's musical, or is it just you two?
Our uncle, yeah, he used to be in a band. He's a guitarist, bassist as well. Yeah, so we, I think we got off him because he's our uncle. But no, our parents, our grandparents aren't musical.
Yeah, like so that. It's just you two.
Yeah,
and is it just you two? Have you got any brothers, other brothers and sisters, or not? No,
no.
Otherwise, it'd be a full band, obviously, yeah, in the studio. Yeah. Who is the your brothers? And obviously, you fight not very much. Mm-hmm. Who
I
is the?
Say not very much.
who's the bossiest?
Definitely Ben.
Yeah, I kind of manage us two because like, he's very incapable of that.
Carefully, he's got a guitar in his hand. When you sit down to write, do you sit down and do you write lyrics out, or do you start with a guitar riff? And do you work separately, or do you work together?
Ben's the one who does the melody, so he just plays the guitar, he makes it up, and then he tells me he's made something up, and then he'd record it. I'd listen to the recording, and then like a couple of days, three a week maybe, I'd make lyrics to it.
From Village Green, 2 years ago, we went into a bar called Peggy Sue's, and we were, for some reason, we got called up to perform, even though we didn't know anything about the place. Yeah, we started playing then, and from then we just kept on going to Peggy Sue's, and then we started
doing
more
gigs. Yeah.
So you're playing about, you do quite a few gigs all over Essex. You're from Leigh-on-Sea.
Yeah.
So did you play down by the Cockle Sheds at all? You played any festivals there?
We haven't played there yet, but we're going to be performing at the Leigh Folk Festival.
Brilliant. We have played in one pub down at...
Oh, yeah, the...
The Crooked Billet. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. We played an open mic there. But we've got two Leigh Folk Festival gigs, the 23rd of June and the 24th of June. One's at the Old Smack.
Then we have another gig,
yeah,
which is up in Cambridge, which is this Saturday, 2nd of June, and we're going to be playing at a festival called Strawberry Festival.
Excellent.
Yeah.
you just whacked him then, was it? He was just getting near the microphone.
Yeah.
No fighting in the studio, we've got to have that. You've been doing lots of, we won't talk about the other radio stations because they've got cups and all sorts of things, haven't they? Nice comfy chairs.
Yeah.
If I'd have known you were going there first, I would have told you to steal a cup. Although stealing, Mum, is not what I'm about. I'm just saying, if you do happen to go back there again, obviously we are a local community radio station, anything you can steal from there would be appreciated.
Yes.
Maybe a microphone or something. The new EP, tell us about it. How many tracks are on it, and tell us about the tracks on the EP.
The EP has three different tracks. Came out September the 27th. It has... Those Days, Just For Me, and Make A Difference on it. Those Days, which you talked about, it's about when we used to live in France and all the activities we used to get up to at our house and also at the beach, at the lake that we go to. Just For Me is, as Toby always says, because he can't admit it, it's a stereotypical love song. He won't admit that he's got a girl that he's thinking about.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. So she's thinking about you
very
too.
Very tempting to punch you in the head, right?
When romance goes wrong.
And then Make A Difference is for my Kenya expedition. I'm going to on July the 13th. I'm going to be going out for a month.
Wow.
And I'm going to be working with Maasai tribes and working with animals and building houses and schools for the children.
That is amazing. Is it to do through the school that you're doing this, or is it something separate?
I had to raise £3,600 to go. Fundraising, and it is through the school. The school has been asked to set it up, but there's only like 10 of us going, so it's like, yeah, it's gonna be really good.
Excellent. Now the EP is called Noir. Noir, why?
It's a French word for the word black, because all of our photos that we took before, at the time of that EP, were black and white.
Filters.
Yeah, black and white filters. So we thought, oh, it will match it. We've been writing songs and taking photos of them and putting in black and white, so we might as well call it noir. We were going to call it black and white at first, but then we decided to change
it. And on the cover, the picture that was taken was by Mum, and that was at Norwich.
Yeah,
and there was a castle there, and Mum was just laying on the floor. Like, that's a picture. Yeah, we just chose that picture.
Does Mum help out quite a bit with social media for you? You kind of got to grips with that yourselves? Or?
Yeah, we've got to grips with it ourselves by now. When we're at home, we mainly do it ourselves, but like, we tell our pet Mum what to do while we're at school.
Yeah.
Unless I've got break or lunchtime, I sometimes do some in the middle of that, but most of the time. Well, not most of the time. When we're at school, Mum does it, and we do it at home.
We put our music on Spotify. We have one track that the YMCA put up, the hometown song. That's on Bandcamp. And we have all the normal music platforms like Deezer, SoundCloud, and all the normal ones, yeah.
So you're all organised then?
Yeah, along with that song, there's a couple of shout-outs, if that's possible.
Yeah, go ahead, go on.
We'd like to give a shout-out to, first of all, the YMCA. Because we did some charitable work for them and donated £260 from a busking set that we did. And also a fan that we have called Anders Westland. He's from Sweden, and he donated to us £500 to do our next EP, and he also donated £100 to the YMCA to listen to the hometown song.
Oh, that's nice.
We're very thankful for it.
It's lovely having fans. You're lucky.
And then we met. This is all that happened. We just met him once at busking, and he just kept listening to us and putting posts about us. It's a really nice guy.
That's really nice. Like, you got so have you got a lot of girl fans as well?
No, about school. Not everyone's like mega supportive.
As you know, there's like haters and stuff.
Yeah,
isn't it weird? I don't understand all these haters. Why can people just be happy for each other? Now you're gonna play another song.
Yep.
And tell us about this track.
This one is called Upside Down, and Toby and I wrote it while we were in France on holiday. And yeah, I think it's another love song.
It's not.
Did you hear it? That's not a love song.
Not that song.
Here we go. This is Bavard with Upside Down.
Upside down, then I turned it back around. I can't see what I did. I changed the way I live, the way I live, the way I live, the way I live. I hope it never changes. You're always on my mind. I think about you all the time. It's only you for me. If you ever left me, you leave me on my knees. How could you not feel good now that I don't need you now? She left me upside down and I don't wanna turn it around. How could you not feel good now that I'm on the right track now? She left me upside down and I don't wanna turn it around. Upside down, upside down, upside down, upside down. Times when I'm chilling out, got nothing to think about, think about, think about, think about. I wanna shut you out, you're poison in my mind. No remedy to find, remedy. Oh, should not feel good now that I don't need you now. Cause you left me upside down and I don't wanna turn it. upside down, upside down, upside down. You leave me upside down, upside down, upside down. You leave me upside down, upside down, upside down, upside down. Should not feel good now that I don't need you now, 'cause you left me upside down and I don't want to turn it around. Should not feel good now that I don't need you now, 'cause you left me upside down and I don't want to turn it around. Upside down, upside down, upside down, upside down.
Woohoo! Round of applause, I think, for that one. Brilliant. There we go. I've
been recording in the studio. It's the YMCA studio, isn't it, you said?
Yeah, we recorded a hometown at the YMCA studio
as
part of our 18-week project with them.
And who did all the engineering and mixing? Because the sound you've got is fantastic.
The person that we were working with for the whole 18 weeks was Josh Winneberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us, like, because we had a lot of things to do, as in, like, gigs for YMCA, and we were practicing and taking our time to do that. We left it to the last couple of weeks to do the hometown song. So, yeah, that was Josh Winneberg. And Alex Milne was along helping as well.
Favourite lyric that you've ever written?
Mine's from our song Those Days, and it's a French lyric that goes au revoir François le fermier, which means goodbye François the farmer, because we used to jump on his haystacks in France and it was illegal, so we just jumped off them and stuff. It was fun. Yeah,
what about you?
I just don't know. There's a lot of songs to choose from. I just don't know what line to choose.
Like M.I.A.
Yeah, I do like that one. It goes at the start of Young Restless. It goes Young and Restless, da 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 da, M.I.A. I just like that.
Yeah.
We're
gonna
do Young and Restless.
Okay, excellent. Which we've been playing at loads here on Phoenix FM. Let me and your mum give you a round of applause. You've been so good. Don't forget, if you do want to find out more about the guys, it's all the W's, bavardmusic.com. That's the website, and you'll find every other bit of social media that they're on there.
Ready?
Yeah.
Right.
Young and restless, in my age, leaves me breathless. I can't stay away. Where are we going? What are we doing today? Every single night. sure.